Brachioradialis. The brachioradialis is superficial on the lateral side of the forearm. It has a long oval belly, which forms a helpful dividing line between the flexors and extensors of the wrist and hand. Its muscle belly becomes tendinous halfway down the forearm, and it is the only muscle that runs the length of the forearm but does not cross the wrist joint. Resisted flexion of the elbow causes brachioradialis to visibly protrude on the forearm and become readily palpable.
Action.
Flex the elbow. Assist to pronate and supinate the forearm when these movements are resisted.
Origin.
Proximal two-thirds of the lateral supracondylar ridge of the humerus.
Insertion.
Styloid process of radius.
Nerve.
Radial C5 and 6. Let's palpate the brachioradialis. Shake hands with your partner and flex the elbow to 90 degrees. With the forearm in a neutral position, their thumb toward the ceiling, ask your partner to flex her elbow against your resistance. Then, look for the brachioradialis bulging out of the lateral side of the elbow. If it is not visible, locate the lateral supracondylar ridge of the humerus and slide distally. With your partner still contracting, use your other hand to palpate its superficial tubular belly. Try to pinch its belly between your fingers and follow it as far distally as possible. As it becomes more tendinous, strum across its distal tendon toward the styloid process of the radius.
Let's check it. Upon resisted flexion of the elbow, does the belly you are palpating contract and bulge out? Is it superficial? Does it extend off the lateral supracondylar ridge of the humerus?